Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, home of TW3, the most powerful marketing tools, training, and technology on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Get ready to earn, enjoy, and experience more than you ever dreamed was possible. If you're tired of just getting by and ready to really thrive, then buckle in and listen up. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Hey, Christopher B., this is Terry Wilson, and that wasn't Christopher B., that was Keith over there at ESPN. Good to have everyone in tonight. Hope you are ready, cock locked, and ready to rock your Thanksgiving dinner with friends, family, and hopefully no foes. Tonight is episode 443. I'm talking about and going to be training on how to grow your income, some steps you can use to grow your income. But this is also our annual Thanksgiving special, and you are in for a treat. Tonight, you're going to hear from people from all over the world offering their thanks and gratitude. Now, what's amazing is when I hear from those offering gratitude in the face of adversity, but that's exactly what we receive when offering the opportunity for members to call in with what they're thankful for. You know, every time I produce content advocating and encouraging people to be thankful and have a positive attitude, I'll inevitably receive emails, messages, and posts from non-members stating, well, it's easy for you to say, you just don't understand, or some other cynical comment. While I could rebut this simply by telling him, hey, dude, read my backstory. Tonight, I want to go ahead and preemptively offer some amazing stories of others who are facing incredible challenges that are looking right past the problem and intentionally offering thanks for the solution. You will also hear from some new members here at TW3 who have just started. What did I say? I can't remember. It seems like I mispronounced that. You're going to hear from members who have just started TW3, just started in their business, and already earned over $1,500 in their first week of business. So no matter where you're on the mountaintop or in a valley right now, you're going to hear tonight why being intentional and adopting a mindset of gratitude and thankfulness is in your best interest. But before I do that, over on the left-hand side, River.
No, that's me. So we're not going to be able to take live questions tonight, but if you'll still send your questions in, we normally have members that are pretty experienced that can answer those questions for you. The only thing we do ask when you send your questions or your comments, just keep it clean, positive, and relevant. And if it's not going to be any of those things, it's okay as long as it's funny. That's the caveat for that one rule. During our normal segment through, when we answer your questions, we're actually going to be going over some of our Wednesday night trainings where we had our members just submit some of their own stories and about what they're thankful for. So we're going to be covering that tonight.
Hey, and you've got someone strange sitting right to your left, my right, that it's first time on the podcast.
I didn't even think of that because I've seen this person for however long I've been alive.
But now I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just here.
But yeah, I guess it would be new for everybody else that's not, you know.
Gabby's over there like, you know, what's that? Why am I here? Who am I?
I'm just jamming to the music.
It's just the slow.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
We finally talked her into coming on the podcast.
Yeah, we've had people that know that Gabby's worked in support and has like done the job, and they always ask, you know, why she isn't a part of the podcast. It's actually not because we won't let her come on. It's because she doesn't want to come on.
Gabby, how come you don't want to be on the podcast?
Dude, I don't do well with words.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, words. We don't get along.
No, come on now. Is it us? Is it because we stink?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. And usually I'm also at work when you guys are also doing podcasts.
That's true.
That is true.
That is true.
I'm not even here half the time.
Yeah, by the time she gets off, that's when we start.
Well, she is and has been on our podcast in the means of a door opening.
Yeah, if you ever hear a door slam or loud footstepping or something being dropped, that is me.
In the back.
That's me crying on my way back to work.
So you're with us in spirit and in the background. You're just not here.
If you hear, oop, that's me.
Well, see, now you get to put, you know, words with the noise you're making.
Yes.
So that's got to be good.
I mean, I just like to make noise.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine too.
So we've got some giveaways.
And to say a thank you for our TW3 family, between November 23rd and November 30th, we're giving out a free blog set to anybody who joins this week.
So anybody, any new member that joins between tonight.
Yes.
And the end of the month.
The 30th of November.
We're going to set up a free blog setup. Blog setup, which is $197 value that we're giving away. So just to say thank you, and thank you for being a new member at TW3. If you join between tonight and the end of the month, just as a Thanksgiving special, if you will, we're offering free blog setups. Now, everyone that comes on as a member of TW3 gets a blog, and they get the training on how to set everything up and all that. What we do is, if you want us to come alongside you and do some things for you, there's extra services that we offer. Reagan, we intentionally tell them, don't buy the services.
Yeah. Normally we do that.
And I know it sounds weird, but it's part of the value.
What terrible salesman. That's
well, part of the value of what you're buying is the know-how to do it.
Yeah. For certain guys, it really depends on what you're using the system for. So if you're solely reselling it and you really only need to just talk to people and that's all you're really focused on, I don't imagine that the back end stuff is going to be, you know,
as important.
Yeah, it's not going to be as important for you. However, if you're using the system for an already existing business, or, you know, you're trying to build a blog presence and that's kind of like an angle you're taking, it's probably good for you to know how to do a lot of the stuff that we could do for you, but should we do it for you?
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it is going to help you in your training, though, to know.
Yeah.
So even if you're buying it just to resell,
yeah,
you know, there is a value in understanding, you know, how everything works. But we realize that a lot of times, like you said, guys getting started here, they're jumping off, they're ready to sell, they're just getting in front of people. This is a straight up business opportunity. They don't want to be slowed down with some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And they would rather just outsource, you know, this or that. We come alongside them and say, hey, we'll offer this support. If you don't want to do it yourself, Gabby is the one in the back office that's doing those blog setups. So she read that before we came on. She goes, Hammett, you're giving us, that's all I'm going to be doing during the Thanksgiving.
That's the only time you really see me, though, in TW3, is an email from like, hey, your blog setup's done.
Hey, your blog's done. Now, talk to the people, because one of the things that slows this process up is getting information.
Yes. As soon as you buy your membership or your enrollment, you'll get an email from me asking just a few basic questions. It's nothing hard. And once you have that email sent back to me with the answers, I will be able to start. But I won't be able to start until I get those answers.
Yeah. So a lot of times what's happening is they'll buy that blog setup.
Yep.
And then you send them an email saying, hey, I need your bio.
It'll take like a week, 2 weeks to get that.
I need a headshot.
Yep.
I need this or that. And if they don't respond to that,
it's not done. You won't get anything.
Because we can't make something out of nothing. You got to give us some information to go off of. And so, well, that's really good. Well, it's good to have you on the podcast tonight. See, you were able to talk some. And she's like, don't make me do this.
Your voice didn't crack.
Well, off camera.
I feel like that was a shot at me, but
shoots me a death stare.
Why is that off camera? Why is that an?
My voice cracks a lot. It's just one of those things you got to live with.
Oh yeah,
It's not that your voice cracks a lot. It's that it's cracked at specific times.
Yeah,
when it was just perfect to.
Yes, not crack.
Right? Yeah, like it would be ideal had it not have done that.
Yeah,
and it didn't not do that.
Yeah,
so it's funny. But
it is what it is.
It be what it be.
So.
What are we doing tonight?
So tonight we are giving away a 1,000 count mobile list. Just share the podcast with TW3 Podcast 443. And by the end of the show, we will pick out a name and we'll send that to you.
Yeah. So 1,000 count B2C filtered list for people who want to share the podcast, which is pretty cool, especially in the open enrollment season that we're going on right now.
What if I want a B2B list?
Just B2C.
But what if I really want it?
You gotta buy it, man.
You can buy it.
But what if I complain?
Well, okay.
A tantrum.
Well, in that case, I guess.
Well,
okay.
Also, that wasn't a shot at anybody. I was just, what if I?
You can still buy it, and I don't understand what complaining would do.
I'm trying to be one of those customers. It's like doing everything they can. Okay, well let's say that I don't buy it, but you send it to me anyway. What do you think that would look like?
These are good propositions. I guess we'll just have to do it. Business.
I guess. All right, we have a deal.
What are y'all talking about?
Shake hands on it.
Hey, drink my honey.
We're giving away, just for to cut through all this confusion, 1,000 count. That means 1,000 names and numbers and email addresses of customers, not businesses, customers. And it's filtered and scrubbed, which means you can filter it against age, income, zip code, credit ratings, those kinds of things, and what part of the country. And it's filtered being that they're not on the do not call list, so
you're safe to call them.
You're safe to call them without getting in trouble. So tonight I'm talking about a way that you can implement some of these strategies that we're going to show here and improve your income. And so it's pretty cool. There's some steps I want to go through, that some things you can do. Even if you're not an entrepreneur, I think you're going to get value out of this. Of course, if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to get the most value out of this. But we're going to give you some sort of steps here that you can implement and improve your income. Also, this is our annual Thanksgiving podcast, and we were lucky to have so many people call in and on the live training Wednesday night offer what they're thankful for. And so I just want to go around the horn real quick, and I'll close up. We'll start with River. River, what are you thankful for this year?
Got a new job recently, so thankful for that. And then my friends, you know.
Friends, family, and new job that mm-hmm. Fits more your vibe.
And more laid back, so. Don't have to stress about that a lot.
And
so.
You're still working here at TW3. Yeah, it's just you can do other things other exactly. than just work for dad.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm grateful for the more lackadaisical life I get to live now. So
I have a life. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Miss Gabby, what are you thankful for?
Ooh, put on the spot.
On the spot. Let me think here.
I did not get a new job. I am still working at that place. So let's add that.
So are you thankful for that? Or?
I am thankful. Honestly, too many people lost their job during this pandemic, and I am very fortunate to still have that job and also this job at TW3. So I am thankful for that job.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Good answer.
That running for office or something?
That's pro. We're going to keep you on this. You guys could learn something.
I'm taking
citizens.
I'm taking notes here. Well, that beats what I was going to say, because I was telling you about that Taco Bell box. It's freaking delicious.
Reagan, what are you thankful for?
I've got a lot to be thankful for, specifically this year. If I summed it up, I would say clarity. I felt like I got a lot of clarity this year on what's important to me.
Right.
But... you know, individually, of course, like, you know, family, beautiful fiance. But I would say.
Yeah, you're definitely punching above your weight there on the fiance.
Oh, that's a miracle in itself. If you need, like, an existential crisis, just look up pictures of my fiance versus me. It's like, that doesn't make sense. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. No, this year has been good for me, though, like mentally, like getting clarity on what's important to me, sort of setting goals. I'd say the last couple of years, kind of balancing a lot of plates and not really sure which plate was important to me, I guess, is a good way to, you know.
So you've gotten a little more focused.
Yeah, got more focus and sort of know a direction I kind of want to take my life direction in.
So. Absolutely. Well, and you know, and to have that kind of response during
a pandemic,
a crazy year like 2020. No. I mean,
also just to be able to, like, I would say, and I don't mean this in a way that's like disparaging to other people, because I know not everybody had a good 2020.
Sure.
Most people did not. But I will say, like, as bad as 2020 was, like outside events, I would still say 2020 was a good year for me. Like, I still had a lot of memories. I started, you know, some new things that I've been wanting to get into, and like other things that I've already enjoyed. I got to put more time towards it and stuff. So I would say overall,
you got engaged in 2020, didn't you?
I got engaged in 2020. I think that was May. I should know that.
That was February.
Yeah, that's what I said. Right. What did you guys hear me say?
It doesn't matter.
You said February.
Yeah, that's what I said. Go back and listen to it. So no, 2020 was a good year, and you know, overall, just blessed to And even in a difficult year, to be able to have a good one.
Absolutely. Well, I, you know, and that's the thing. Everybody has got different experiences that they're coming from. You know, we've got members right now that are just knocking it out of the park. I mean, having their stellar years.
Yeah.
You know, and company wide, you know, we had a soft spot a couple months ago, but we're back on a trajectory that is definitely, you know, encouraging, because it got soft there for about a month and a half. I think when the politics of the country got real hot and heated, it distracted a lot of people. And,
as it does.
And it does that. And so some things contracted, but, you know, we sort of pivoted from that. And but, you know, we've got members, and you're going to hear them tonight. We got members making $5,000-$10,000 a week. We got members who just come on that when their first week is making money. We got members that are fighting for their life. Mm-hmm. We got members who have just been diagnosed with COVID and wasn't even supposed to be on a training Wednesday night and decided to come anyway, just to encourage people. People's experiences right now are going to be very diverse. It doesn't make one better than the other. Doesn't make, you know, someone did want something right and the other person did something wrong. It's just, that's the way life is. However, I think sometimes, especially in seasons like this, we look at being thankful as just a moral imperative. Well, you should be thankful. It's the moral right thing mm-hmm. to be. But I want to encourage people tonight that beyond just being a good thing morally to do or ethically to do, that it's actually a psychological tool that you can execute on that's going to actually help you. It's beyond just being a moral imperative as a response and an attitude. That's important. But what I have learned as I have become thankful and been intentional that I'm going to keep a mindset and an attitude of thankfulness, that opportunity that I normally would not have seen, I'm open to now. And the other thing is, I'm attracting good things and good people in my life. You guys are probably old enough to be around enough people, and I know you've worked in customer service. One of the most annoying personality types is those who just think the world owes me and I'm entitled. I don't have to work as hard because my last name is the same name as someone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of excuses people walk in with. Well, I'm of this type, or I'm of this type, or because I'm here. And it's just unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
The most attractive people I can think of in life are people that, especially, I'm just thinking of one individual right now. Every time I talk to this person, he's very upbeat, very encouraging, very go-getting, we're going to take this hill type person. He's fighting for his life. You know, that's attractive to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the type of people you want to be around. That's the type of person I want to be. And especially in business, you know, I just want to encourage the people tonight that are listening to this. Yeah, we're going to get into some steps to make money, but I want to contextualize this in this one regards. You know, being thankful is beyond just something nice that you should do. It's something that benefits you psychologically, spiritually, and financially if you're in business. I mean, I can remember when our lives were turned upside down and I decided, you know, I'm just going to have a thank you fit for there for just a second. I was walking, you know, cars being repossessed, 2 weeks got to be out of the house because it's being foreclosed on. And so I just walked through the house and start thinking, thanks for the dining room table, Lord. I appreciate that at least I got a place to eat when we move. Thanks for that bottle of ketchup, you know, because I ain't got a dime in my bank right now. But at least I know my kids love to eat French fries. And when we get them, they're going to have their ketchup. But, you know, it was that being intentional to have that grateful attitude that opened me up to when Tom calls and say, hey, you want to get an insurance? And this happens and this happens. All of a sudden, I'm seeing opportunities around me where I could have gone the other way and gotten a mully grub and said, I've been done wrong. This person who I thought was my best friend did me this way. This person did this. This person did. And all of a sudden, justify and rationalize why I'm going to be jaded and cynical. Could have been that way. And tempted to this day to be that way. But it's you got to be intentional, you know. And so I've talked to someone the other day and they said, well, I just want to be honest with the way I feel. And I was like, well, sometimes there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, this hurts, this sucks, this is irritating, this is whatever. But at some point, you got to decide, are you going to be in control of your emotions or are your emotions going to be in control of you? And you got to take control. Who's going to be the master of your ship? And so just want to encourage you guys. I know Reagan was saying he had a great 2020. We've had a great 2020. We've been blessed. We are grateful. We're thankful for this business. We're thankful for our people. I'm telling you, we got some of the best people I've ever met and known in my life here at TW3 as TW3 members, and can't say enough about them. Very thankful and grateful. But beyond that, I want to tell you guys, if you've had a hard week, if you've had a hard month, if you've had a hard year, be thankful, be grateful. You're still here, which means there's still opportunity to do something different. So when we get back, we're going to get into that training on how you can take some steps right now to grow your income. You don't have to accept where you're at on your income level right now. There are some things you can do right now, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're not an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee, wherever you're at in the spectrum of career. There are some steps you can take right now to take your money, your business, and your life to new levels. You know, unless you have the ability to get in front of the people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is that you offer, you don't have a business, you've got a hobby. And that's why I want to give you a free training on how you can generate as many leads as you want by the click of a button. Now that sounds easy, and I know it, and I'm trying to make it sound easy, because it is once you learn how to program the stuff behind that button. But we'll show you how to do that. No worries, no hurries. Go to leadsbyterry.com right now. That's leadsbyterry.com, and I'll give you a free training right now on how you can start generating leads for your business. Are you in insurance, real estate, direct sales, restaurant, retail, and you need more people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you sell? Then go to leadsbyterry.com. That's leadsbyterry.com.
Listening to TerryWilson3.com. Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner. And now, back to the TW3 Studios with Terry Wilson.
All right, so we're back. Let's go ahead and get into our training.
Okay, what I want to talk to you about is steps to grow your income. There is a systematic way. I don't care what kind of business you're in. I don't care what you're doing professionally, whatever your job is. There is a methodology that you can grow the ability to make more money. You know, I haven't always worked for myself. There was a time when I was working for a family over in another part of the state. And I was able to negotiate a higher commission level by basically offering them less guarantees that they had to provide me and benefits for a greater piece of the pie, if you will, on the commission. And it worked out great because they weren't on the hook for any type of guarantee. And I talk about it in my book, You Are Worth More, in chapter 13, ironically enough, is talking about the laws of income. And so there is a methodology, there is a strategy, there's a way that you literally can make more money, even if you're in a setting where, you know, your income growth might have a cap to it because it's not straight commission. And so I want to get into that a little bit. There's basically four things you got to have and be cognizant of to be able to start building a step-by-step strategy that's going to help you grow income. Number one, you got to know something. Number two, you got to be able to position something. Number three, you got to be able to execute on something. And number four, you've got to be able to scale. And so those are the four elements to income growth. And I want to break that down for you right now. Number one, what is it that you've got to know? Well, first and foremost, you got to know the business model that you're in. Okay. Are you in direct sales? Are you in service? Are you in, what is it that you're in? What's the business model that you are operating within? And then you've got to go to where the income stream is in that particular business. Where is the greatest value put in that business model? For me, back when I was working for someone, I wanted to be on the sales side, number one. And number two, I didn't want to be treated just like a regular salesperson on the floor that had this responsibility, this responsibility, this responsibility, this responsibility. And as a trade-off, we gave you salary plus commission. I said, what about if only thing I'm responsible for is new business development? And the only thing you're going to hold me, you know, accountable to is how much new business I'm able to write for you. And what if I say, don't give me these benefits. Don't give me a salary. Don't give me, treat me as a 1099 employee. But instead of this much commission, give me this much commission. And then you won't have to worry about me. And you won't have to go out and hire a W-2 person to monitor this floor, because I will still have some in-house responsibilities. And so understanding the business model and understanding where the income flow was in that business helped me sort of align myself to be able to be in a better position to make more money, even while I was typically in a business model that had more of a salary guarantee, because I've always been a person that believed if I could go straight commission, I've got more leverage in the conversation at that point. I mean, and to be quite honest with you, the business owner loved it. I mean, oh man, don't have to worry about salaries. Don't have to worry about this. Don't have to worry about that. We'll just report them as a 1099. Man, they loved it. And I did too. And so it was a win-win. Understand the trends that's going on right now. You got to know, are you in a particular business right now that there's an upside to it right now? Knowing where our society is, knowing where our technology is, knowing where things are going on in the business. Are you strictly brick and mortar? If you are, man, now is the time to take your business and put more and more of it online. Now is the time to develop more and more products that is more digital based and service based rather than just, you know, your typical brick and mortar type offerings, because that is slowly, even through the pandemic and already the trends that was going on, I'm telling you, you've got to have more and more of your business and what's going to attract your business, not be so dependent on that brick and mortar location, but on that website and on those tools that's going to engage those clients. And are you in a particular product, good or service? Are you in a business that's got a high viability to weather the upcoming economic shifts that are going on because of pandemics, because of politics, because of all of the different global things that are going on? What's the viability? Quick example, an easy example is I used to love the piano business. Man, I'm a piano player, keyboard player. But man, I am so thankful I'm not in that business anymore. Can you imagine trying to sell pianos in today's world? Now, they're still sold. And there's still, but the market share is just getting less and less and less people are taking piano, less people are buying piano, less people are, I mean, the people that are going to take piano lessons, they're going to buy little keyboards. And so there's all kinds of different things. I mean, it's not that they won't ever sell. There'll always be a market out there, but it's getting less and less. So you got to understand, are you in a viable business? All right. Do you see an upside to where your business is going? Are you in a business that's considered an older dinosaur that is dying out? So you got to understand it. So know your business model, the trends, and the viability. Secondly, position yourself. Position yourself to win. Even if you've got a product that you're trying to figure out, how is this going to work in today's world? There is a way that you can position your product even in today's world. Quick example, you've heard of Miller Time on the show. Chris Miller, he's down in Florida, and he came to our conference 2 years ago back in 2019. And one conversation where I was showing him how to take the product he's got and reposition it, all of a sudden, he's in a whole $250,000 first year. He's going to make $500,000 or more this coming year. And I mean, he's going to be one of our presenters this coming conference, because he grabbed a hold of something that was able to reposition a product. One of the values that we're able to do at TW3, we're able to take products that most people are trying to figure out how to publish and promote in today's world. And we're able to show them, if you'll just take it and reposition it right here like this, you can have the number one thing you've got to have and be in position to have, and that is people. Because if you have enough people, you don't have to be the greatest salesperson. You don't have to be the greatest communicator. You don't have to be the greatest explainer. You can just trip over success when you've got enough people to talk to. I mean, I will tell you right now, that's been the key to my success. It's not that I'm this great speaker, communicator, I'm Mr. Smooth and Polished. No, it's just I know if I put my message out there to enough people, even if I only get, and I really do only get about 2%, 3% of the people that I actually engage to come back, respond, engage, and become clients. Well, for every 100 people, that's 3 people. For every 1,000 people, that's 30 people. For every 10,000 people, that's 300 people. For every 100,000 people, that's 3,000. So you see how, you know, you just make up for it in aggregate. And not only that, I've positioned myself to the people that I'm in front of. We've got a lot of rapport. We've got a lot of the same experience, the same background, the same expertise, same expectations out of life. I mean, we have, one of the beautiful things at the TW3 is just the sense of family that we have. I mean, we genuinely care for one another. We genuinely celebrate one another's wins, and we genuinely feel for one another when we're going through something. I mean, 2020 has been rough on a lot of people with their health, with different things going on in their business. We feel it. 2020 has been great for a lot of people. We just had a new client come on. First week, Larry wrote a couple pieces of business, $1,500 and within a week. We celebrate, but we got a family. And the reason we've got a family is because the people, it's the quality of people we've got. And it's not because we closed every single person that came through our funnel. No, not really. It's just we're able to put our message out in front of so many people with the tools we have that the people that we do find coming with us and to us through the process that we have, which is the final thing you've got to have a position, then it's a win-win-win. We've got a high commission, high payout product that I can make anywhere from $750 to $18,000. I can speak to as many people as I want. I've got a process to be able to do that. So when you're positioned in the marketplace to be able to have as many people to speak to as you want, a process to get them in front of you, and a product that pays out that is viable in today's world, then all it leans on, it, and the only thing I have to be able to do at that point is number 3, and I've got to be able to execute. I got to be concise. Exactly what am I going to do? I can't, well, hey, I'm just going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to hustle. No. You got to get more definitive than that. What are you talking about? In the TW3 world, I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm going to place 2 ads. These are the type of ads I'm going to put. This is the online platform I'm going to put them on. I can reasonably expect that I'm going to get 50 to 100 people per ad. And then through attracting those people, I'm going to be able to book around 100 to 150 appointments. Out of those 100 and 150 appointments, I'm going to be able to write anywhere from 1 to 5 pieces of business either now or within a month from now, and I'm going to be able to monetize the rest of that traffic this way. I get concise. I'm not, hey, I'm going to just get up there, beat my chest, I'm going to do some push-ups, and I'm going to hustle, I'm going to try hard. No. We're getting very, very concise as to what we're doing, so we know how to execute, so we know how to measure. Because here's the thing, if you aim for nothing, you're sure to hit it. If I can articulate exactly what I'm wanting to do and exactly what I expect out of what I'm going to do, then I know how to measure it, I know how to analyze it, and I know how to critique it if I need to. Okay, so I execute, and when I execute, I'm being concise, I'm doing that daily, it's consistent. I'm being consistent. I don't celebrate, when I make 5-10 grand a week and take the next 2 weeks off. I don't lower my head when I shot a blank that week and nothing happened. I am consistent. This is my activity because activity drives results. Better activity, better results. I'm concise in what I'm doing. I'm consistent in what I'm doing, and I'm committed to doing it. I don't care if they call me everything but my God-given name. They hang up on me. My friends, family, and foes say I'm foolish. It doesn't matter. I'm going to execute on this plan that I know that works. I'm concise with what I'm doing. I'm consistent with what I'm doing. I'm committed to do it no matter what. And when that happens, I am now in a place where I can scale my income. I can scale my business. And there's 3 things you can do to scale your business. Number 1, duplicate what you're doing. Okay. If it works over here in this market, then duplicate it and put it over in this market. Now I'm in this business over here doing this. I duplicate what I did and I put it over here. Now I'm in the auto industry and I'm also in the security business. I'm also in the insurance business. I'm also in the real estate business. I'm also in the food business. I'm also in the survey business. I'm also in the coaching business. I'm also, you see what I'm saying? Once I have got the formula and I'm executing on it, I duplicate it to create different streams of income. When I get to that point, I'm starting to get more people than I know what to do with. So here's the other thing. I delegate some of my activities because there's three things I've got to do. I've got to market, I've got to convert, and I've got to coach. Market, convert, coach. Market, sell and close the deal, and then manage the business that I wrote. So I'm going to start delegating that stuff out, either this or that, so that I can continue to scale. And then the things that I can, I'm going to automate. So the way I scale my business is I duplicate, I delegate, and I automate. I duplicate once this formula is working that I'm executing on, and I've positioned my products, process, and people in a place, then all I have to do is rinse, wash, and repeat. Folks, the formula for success, the ability to grow your income, is right in front of you. We've got TW3 coaches standing by that can show you how to take your money, business, and life to new levels. If you want to get in contact with them, go to terrywilson3.com/contact, terrywilson3.com/contact, and we'll get somebody. It doesn't matter what business, food, retail, restaurant, coaching, ministry, education, legal, medical. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Every business has some common denominators. We reach out and we alleviate those pain points through a suite of solutions that you're going to have through us or through someone else. But where we're able to really shine is the expertise in coaching over, 13 plus years or 13, going on 13 years of doing this with thousands of reps that have from all different walks of life, industries, educations, experiences, been able to do this. I'm telling you, It's not rocket science. It's just once you learn the formula and you know how to scale your business, you know how to position your business, you know what to execute on, I'm telling you, the sky is the limit and you can have as much fun as you want.
Don't laugh. It just encourages them.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
You're getting good at those buttons. Proud of you. So Wednesday night, we had a live training. We were able to hear from some of our members, and so we recorded that and wanted to share some of that with you guys. So up next here, these are actually some audio logs from our own members.
What are you thankful for, Bobby?
Wow, I'm thankful for a whole lot. This particular year, we've got I've got a great wife, great kids. I've got three grandchildren coming in the next 30 days. I'm really thankful to be in a business where I get to work with so many really awesome people. Here we teach trust-based sales training. And our goal this year was to do more training than ever before. Even with COVID, 2020 has been a banner year, and 2021 is going to be even better. The work from home business model and the marketing tools that you've given us, we have a huge advantage over our competition.
People want to get a hold of you and connect with the coach. How do they get a hold of you, Bobby?
The easiest way is through my website. It's called growyoursales.us.
It's great to have you. And Bud, what are you thankful for this year?
Man, I'm just thankful for good health, thankful for my family, my beautiful wife Bonnie of 38 years, my four grown kids, the fact that we get to live a healthy, blessed life here in the greatest country in the world.
Amen. We're joined here, Reagan. Guess who's on the other line?
I couldn't guess. I don't know.
You probably don't even know.
Don't even know.
Who's the one person in this whole company that keeps my spelling, syntax, and grammar in check?
Oh, it's Miss Spelling Bee.
Miss Spelling Bee. All the way out in San Antonio, remember the Alamo. How are you doing, Miss Spelling Bee?
I'm doing great, Terry, thanks.
Well, tell the people, what are you thankful for? And I'm sure you are, even in 2020.
Well, I've been thankful for all of 2020. First of all, I'm thankful to have G Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And through all the chaos, if you just look to Him, He won't fail you. I'm thankful for my family. I have a wonderful husband, been married 30 years, 4 wonderful kids, grandkids. I'm a grandma even. And I'm also thankful to be part of TW3.
That is awesome. Well, we're thankful to have you. And Miss Spelling Bee, if the people want to get out and connect with you, because they're going to want to, how can they connect with the one, the only Miss Spelling Bee?
Well, you can email me at Lori Brown, LAURIE, Brown like the color, at 1791. That was the year the Constitution was ratified.
Yeah, I remember that vividly. It was just the other day, it seems like.
There you go. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn.
So tell us, John, real quick, what are you thankful for in 2020?
I got to be thankful for my health and my kids. I get to spend some time down here in Florida with my mom, who's going to be turning 79 next month. We got a beautiful rescue puppy dog that we're both fully in love with. I'm in a great area. I'm starting to make money now. I don't have a mentor. I got a friend, and he's really just, he cares. And that to me is amazing. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what you spent a long time creating, just making it better and better. So I got to say, I am happy to be welcome to the group.
John, welcome to the family. Glad to have you, brother.
Thank you, Terry.
Greenbacks, I'm going to change your name. I've called Gary Green Greenbacks for years now. I think I'm going to start calling him Moses.
Moses.
And I'm going to call him Moses because he's taking people to the promised land. He has helped so many people make so much money in 2020 when everybody else has got their hair on fire and saying the world's coming to an end. He's showing them a beginning. So Greenbacks, how you doing tonight?
Hey man, I'm doing wonderful. TW, doing great tonight.
Awesome. Tell me, what are you thankful for this year?
Man, I'm thankful for definitely my health, my happiness, you know, friends and family. I mean, that jumps out right up front. You know, just looking back on the year, definitely appreciate all those things, you know, just in life in general, you know, without question. Then also, hey, then my hundreds and hundreds of members across the United States, I definitely can't forget those clients there.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they're just people from all different backgrounds, all walks of life, you know, they use our platform, our system just in so many different ways. So definitely 100%, you know, sincerely, profoundly thankful, you know, just for all my members I'm associated with. I mean, that, and so it just makes it real rewarding. You know, you help enough people get what they want, then
hey, you can get what you want.
You know, during the process.
That's right. Sure. So you're telling me if you can make enough leads, if you can get enough leads, even Terry Wilson could close a sale.
Hey man, if you get enough leads, you know, a blind squirrel will find an acorn.
Right. That's right, baby. Just put the odds in your favor.
You could just fall over a sale. That's why we guarantee people. That's people right. Hear that word guarantee. And Terry, we were talking about that. Yeah. You know, guaranteed sales. You work it the way we show you.
You're going to make money.
You're going to make money. We're not hoping you're going to make money.
Right.
We're not praying you're going to make money.
We know
you're going to make money.
That's right.
It's the way we show you.
Right.
Not the way the interpretation.
Right. Know? That's exactly right. Good stuff. Well, Gary, if people that are listening to this podcast on Monday want to get a hold of Moses Greenbacks, how can they get brought to the promised land? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, then contact me directly, 281-870-2644. They can call or text that number. They can also hit me on the website, Gary Green with the E on the end of Green, 1.com, GaryGreen1.com. And that's the way they can get directly in contact with me if they're interested in, you know, using these tools to, you know, make a lot of money with, and they can reach out anytime.
What I am thankful for, and I can tell you this, when this whole COVID thing started back in September, and some of you may remember that the first big outbreak was actually in Seattle,
Yeah,
my husband and I just looked at each other and we shook our heads and we said, we are so blessed to have a business that we can work from our home office or any place we want to be.
That is awesome. And, you know, sometimes we get in this routine, and I know I've been doing this for the last going on 13 years, and you take it for granted. You take it for granted that because you adopt your lifestyle, which is, you know, I roll out of bed, I walk downstairs, I grab my coffee, I'm still in my pajamas and t-shirt. I literally slept in this, you know, and then you just pop right up to a laptop and then you make your money and then you sit back down and you watch your sports or whatever, and you take it for granted. And then in times like this, and you see the desperation and the anxiety on the faces of a lot of loved ones and friends, and this is like, Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving me what I've got in my hands. And you're right. Linda, if people wanted to connect with the legend, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to my website at lindawilson3.com. They can, there's contact information there. They can email me. It's just my name, lindawilsongordon@gmail.com. So it's pretty easy. And my phone number is on the website.
So what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, man. A little bit of everything. This little 20-month-old baby boy I have here beside me.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. My fiance, my 18-year-old that's graduating here before long.
Awesome.
And then my health, and then meeting Mr. Greenbacks. We stayed in contact for about a year. Since I had little one, I was trying to put money back and become an elite member, and finally things fell into place and here I am. So been a little slow getting started because I'm trying to wrap up a car. I do a lot of custom car audio, so I've been working on a car for about 3 weeks now, so wrapping it up this week so I can dive in head first, but I've been getting everything else established as I've been going along.
I just want to say that I am I'm grateful for a lot of things. Of course I'm grateful for my family and my children, and I'm actually grateful tonight for the opportunity. I wasn't going to be on camera because I found out 3 days ago that I have COVID. So I wanted to just say that you've given me an opportunity to provide a venue where I can show myself, like, this is me, messed up hair, no makeup. This is the COVID face.
You look beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
You're sweet. I just wanted to bring some hope to people because I guess I'd like to be the face of hope for COVID a little bit, you know, for anybody that might listen, because there's so much fear around it.
Sure.
I'm kind of a high risk because I've had issues with my lungs in the past. But I want everybody to know that it's going to be okay, and that, you know, the pandemic is more about fear than it is about the actual virus. So, I think it's a state of mind. I think that social consciousness has always been important before COVID. And so, I just want to say to anybody that might be listening, be thee not afraid, because it's going to be okay. And and I appreciate the opportunity. And another thing I'm grateful for is that, two things. I got some quiet time to allow myself, because unbeknownst to me sitting at the beach, I'm actually sitting in my bedroom because I'm quarantined. But I actually was allowed myself time to read your book. And as a writer myself, I just can't tell you how inspiring it is. And anybody who hasn't picked up your book, It's this one, right? Oh, I don't know if you can see it.
Now I gotta send you a royalty payment.
That one is awesome. So thank you for writing it. And also, I'm excited. My second thing that COVID me is it's time. You know, I got my domain name today, and I actually was able to get the name that I had wanted originally, but I didn't think it would be available. So my actual business name, which I'm in the process of changing everything over, is Graceful, F-U-L-L, journeys.com. So, you know, my quest is to, you know, make the intangible tangible for people and to help them to, you know, find their life purpose and their life vision in a way that is that best brings about their authentic gifts. So thank you for an opportunity, and TW3 allows me to do that. Even though I'm going kind of at a slow pace, I'm grateful. And so yeah, Graceful, GRACEFULL, journeys, JOURNEYS.com.
Graceful journeys.
I had to. Great. So you named me. Well,
yeah. Graceful of mercy.
I had to get full in there.
Graceful journeys.
So blessings to everybody. Thank you.
Rebecca Grace, thank you so much.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Gabby, you know that song, don't you? Do what?
This gives like so many memories growing up in church.
Like, my dad used to do that song. So we're back. And go ahead, sing your song. It's been a great show, guys. And boy, to listen to those guys and all the, you know, the spectrum of, you know, this person's doing this, but the common denominator is we're thankful. We're still here. We're still fighting. Hey, I'm fighting and winning. I'm fighting and about to win. You know, everybody's coming at it from a different angle. I'm in the valley, about to head up the mountain, or I'm on the mountaintop now. So either way, it's important, guys. An attitude of gratitude, as Zig says, will take you to new altitudes. I do want to encourage you, Rebecca Full of Grace, I love her. She was reading my book, and I encourage you guys, if you have not picked this up, that it's worth the read. You can go over to Amazon.com and get the ebook version of this for like nothing. You can also get the first four chapters for free, just going by TerryWilson3.com and signing up for the newsletter. I send out the first four chapters, see if it's something you want to try out. You can also go to YouAreWorthMoreBook.com and get a signed copy. If you decide you like it, I'll autograph it and send it out to you. But that tells you the story of, you know, this business and how, you know, having a mindset of believing that there's more and I can do more and I can experience more, I can earn more, I can enjoy more. It's all in that book, and the life lessons and the business lessons and how this business was built. It's all there. You can do the same thing. If a college dropout, I think I went to college for what? A month, 2 weeks, two, something. Yeah. 2 months. Not long. And if I can do it, I swear anybody can. I mean, it's just a matter of being persistent. What was that?
The way he phrased it made me think like anyone can drop out
anybody
of college.
Anybody can drop out of college.
You can drop out of college.
If I can drop out of that river, you could drop out of
college. John Mayer dropped out of college, so.
There you go.
But he's John Mayer, so. Well,
yeah. And he was going to Berkeley when he and was a week away from graduation.
Yeah. Well, I was going to a community college.
A little different.
And I think I'd signed up for badminton class and public speaking and still couldn't hang.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's your father for you. But anyway, hey, we got some giveaways, and did we find someone?
Yeah, I think we did. Let me just pull that up real quick.
And while you're finding that person, we did one of the people that were in there, Lime Green. He was in there. We're giving him the nickname Lime Green. He's basically a disciple of Greenbacks, and we told him we'd give him a the nickname Lime Green. I'm going to actually post in this particular podcast a link to the full recording. Some of these guys I was able to talk to for 5 and 10 minutes, but on the recording tonight, just because of time, we had to keep it under a minute or two at most for most of them. And so he was full of energy and enthusiasm, and so I wanted people to be able to hear his full story. So we'll definitely post that in the show notes here. There'll be a link that you can check him out. We call him Lime Green instead of Greenbacks. Did you find someone?
I did. We got Sarah Johnson.
Sarah Johnson. Sarah, smile. So, Sarah, we'll be getting you that free 1,000 list of B2C custom, business to customer list. All you have to do is send in terrywilson3.com/contact, terrywilson3.com/contact. Let us know the age, the income, and the area of country that you want a list from. Now, Sarah, don't put in there Frog Level, Alabama, and you want 1,000 people that make over $1 million, because they might not be two.
Yeah.
And that, do you get that every once in a
while? Frog Level. Just make sure it's a.
Is that a real place? Frog Level, Alabama?
Just make sure the location and your requests sort of fit that location.
So yeah.
If you're looking for a female that's, you know, 20 to 25 and somewhere in Alabama, it's going to be a little bit tough to get a full 1,000.
Full 1,000, yeah. So if your filters are set so tight that there's not maybe but one or two people demographically that fit those filters in that area, what do? We have to expand the map.
Yeah.
We might have to go all of Alabama and then
go. Do you know there's a Frog Level Festival in Alabama?
Yeah. Why do you think I said Frog Level?
I have no idea. That's why I looked it up.
Well, do you think I'm just talking off the cuff here?
Yeah.
I mean, there is thought that goes into this.
Sometimes.
Gabby, good to have you on tonight.
See you next Thanksgiving.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to TerryWilson3.com today. If you've decided you are worth more, then go to TerryWilson3.com now and get a free digital sample copy of the book. You are worth more. Listen, no one's going to give you what you're worth but you. So stop putting off and get started earning, enjoying, and experiencing what you are worth today. Go to TerryWilson3.com now to start your journey today. That's TerryWilson3.com.